73 to 77 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm around low 62. More variable cloudiness and humid, a shower or thunderstorm, especially in the afternoon, high 75. Sunday, a shower in the morning, otherwise partly sunny, high 77. And Monday, partly sunny, just a chance for a shower or thunderstorm, high 77 lakeside to 81 inland. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
Right now in Kenosha, 74 degrees, 71 Burlington, in Milwaukee, 73, and it's 71 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
So how was your night?
Okay.
Mine not so good.
I was wondering, you can be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Do we have to take any sharp objects out of the room?
It was a contemplation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things
happen.
To commit Harry Carey. So that might not be a bad idea. Did you watch any of it?
I watched two periods.
Yeah.
Yeah, that first period was just intense.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's seventh game playoff hockey.
There is nothing better on the planet, if you're a sports fan, than the seventh game of a Stanley Cup, especially the finals, the conference finals or the actual championship finals. But, yeah, the Lightning lost 2-1 last night. A kid that had never scored during the playoffs scored both goals for Pittsburgh. And you know, it's been now well documented, the slight that the Tampa Bay hockey organization, as they say, took from the NHL. And to the point where, listen to this one. The NHL threatened to sue Jeff Finnick, the owner of the Tampa Bay Lightning, if they went ahead with their plans to have a watch party outside the arena.
Why?
Because they said that the television ratings have dropped so precipitously during these playoffs because the Blackhawks are out. There's no New York Rangers. The Islanders were defeated by the Lightning. No LA Kings. It's down nationwide. And apparently when, you know, 10,000 people show up to watch a game on a big screen, that they're not seeing the normal commercials that are being fed.
I see.
And so, yeah, they couldn't even allow Tampa to have their watch party.
Well, they wouldn't allow it.
Well, they decided they didn't want to go through a lawsuit, so they canceled the party.
Yeah. Well, you know, you take out L.A., you take out New York, you take out Chicago, your three biggest media markets in the country, right? And you've got the rest of them out there. Gee, your ratings are going to drop. No kidding.
That would be true for baseball, and it is. The only thing it's not true for is the NFL.
Yeah, because that's kind of a universal thing, almost. But, yeah, that's going to happen.
So, and then, I mean, there were plays like even last night, Victor Hedman, the Lightning's superstar defenseman, got called for slashing when his stick was broken by the other guy, by the Pittsburgh player, and he was called for slashing. And he's looking like, I don't even have a stick. It was really something. But the bottom line is this, that when, it seems like a long time ago, but when the Lightning superstar goalie, Ben Bishop, was hurt in the first game, remember that? That pretty much was the series, because as well as Andre Vasilevsky played, substituting for Bishop.
And he did.
Yeah, he did play well, but he let in some, and that second goal last night, that just squeaked by. He had the pipe covered, and it just kind of somehow squeaked in the goal, and that was the game.
You know, every time you get goals in these kind of situations, I'm looking at what happened beforehand with the defenseman in front of the goalie to try and help that goaltender so that they don't have to face that. So I didn't see everything that happened with the goals. But those defensemen, you know, they've got to do their jobs, too, to keep those offensive players from getting to the point where they can shoot.
And there's no doubt. And in a real show of courage, the Lightning's captain, who is one of the top five hockey players in the world, Steven Stamkos, who hasn't played since March due to a blood clot, he played last night. And probably the last game that he will ever play in a Tampa Bay Lightning uniform, because he's a free agent. And they chose not to trade him to try for a run for the Stanley Cup. And it was good to see him back on the ice. But and he's such a solid guy, too. He's such a great guy for the community. And I hope there's some way that works out. But they got to sign Ben Bishop. And they got a lot of players that are up for grabs now. But a great organization. And you know what they say, Tom? Better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all.
It was a good game last night. You know, it's just once you're in those situations, if you don't give the extra to get you to the point you need to get, It doesn't happen.
And I got to give credit to the Pittsburgh crowd. They were going crazy with about 6 minutes left and just kept up the intensity right up until the final buzzer. And so the Penguins go on to face the San Jose Sharks for the Stanley Cup Finals. And as we say in my sports world a lot, wait till next year. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Let us see what else is happening in the world of sports next on WRJN.
Jackpots at Pottawatomie during our 25th anniversary celebration. They could happen at any time, any season.